let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Peggy Spolder is a personal business manager to the stars and experienced music analyst, inventor, performer, speaker, filmmaker, record label, and music publisher. She's also an author and interbook all-in-one Beneath the Hype. She poses, exposes, and records America's curious, sordid activities coast to coast that are well beneath the hype. Over the last 30 years, she has traveled through what most would consider dangerous doors. She is the testimony of a survivor and has recounted her life's travels in her book. She has been involved in the sport and entertainment field for more than 25 years, and her knowledge of contracts without equal. Her credentials exceed most professionals in the field. Her life story crosses the boundaries of entertainment, sports, drugs, and criminality. The rich and poor have crossed her door. Peggy Spolder, personal business manager of stars and CEO of multiple corporations and author of All-in-One Life, Beneath the Hype, is our guest on This Week in America. Peggy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I can't wait for this conversation. Been looking forward to this ever since I knew that we were going to have the opportunity to talk on the program. The book is All-in-One Life, Beneath the Hype. Peggy Spolder, our guest on the program. I gave a little bit of the background. It would have taken a half an hour to go through everything in the background. Tell us a little bit about yourself, because really, what a diverse career that you've had.
Yes, I started out as a young girl wanting to be an artist. I went to bandstand and I thought I'd get a record deal like Fats Domino. That didn't work out for me. I was let in the front door and out to an alley. I was 9 months pregnant. So when I woke up in a Catholic hospital in Philly. I didn't know that I had one baby stolen from my womb. I was carrying triplets. Two babies were still alive and 8 homeless men came to my side. The nun blood brothered me to all 8 men. So I don't have very many fingerprints, nor do they. And I didn't know what happened to me because the doctor said with the coma and all the bruises and cuts that I wouldn't probably remember. However, the nun assured my husband I would. And by 45 years old, I saw blood and guts in a baby and on my chest. And I'm like, what's going on, Mama? And my mother came and she said, rock and roll is over for you. She said, it's time for you to try hip hop. Hip hop was just coming in with Biggie and Tupac and, you know, Bad Boy Records and stuff and Jay-Z. So I decided I'd go into hip hop. I headed for the Port Authority and slept as a homeless with a round trip ticket until two brothers from Queens took me home like that. And they introduced me to Easy Mo B, and he was the producer of Biggie and Tupac and, you know, all and Alicia Keys' first albums and all the major players and Bad Boy. So that's where I ended up. And I started reading contracts. And I'm like, you got screwed, or, you know, you aren't making what you should. You have no way to audit books, things like that. And then I realized that getting a record deal meant criminality. You would be in it because everything they were doing was steal from you, you know, make money on you. And I was young in the game, so I even had people who took advantage of me and said, you know, we'll give you a record deal. But when my lawyer looked into it, he went, this isn't a deal, sweetheart. So I kind of went into the business end of it and became the personal business manager, which is a lot different as an agent. I got some NFL players and I got the rich and the famous. And they would call me on a Lilo, say, Peggy, can you fix this? And so I ended up the fixer of all the things that ended up criminal. And I'm like, you can't fix this. And then I realized that there are fixes. And that's what I'm about today, to teach people that when you read my book, you will understand what was bad, what is good, and what is reality and living in it.
You know, the book is such a powerful book. So many great stories by our guest, Peggy Spolder. That's S-P-O-L-A-R. The book is All-in-One Life, Beneath the Hype, available wherever books are sold. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Said so many interesting things there. One is you actually were there where you thought, I want this record contract. When you're young and eager, sometimes you don't check all the fine print. You don't bring everybody on board to read through the fine print for you. We hear this all the time where young performers sign a contract. they suddenly hit it big and they go back and say, I really got screwed with that initial contract. And what you're saying is that actually happens. This isn't somebody who wants to go back and renege on a deal. It's somebody who got blindsided, right, in putting that contract together in the first place.
Yes. And what I learned was I went back to my mama and I said to my mom, you know, I want to be somebody, but I was gifted. I have talent. And my mother said, think about this. You're born in the middle class. That's where the seed was planted for the tree to grow. Without the middle class, we wouldn't have clothes on our butts. Without the middle class, we would not have food on our tables. She told me about my grandmama picking tomatoes. She believed it went to Campbell Soup. She taught me about the major corporations that were first. Like I talk in my book about Ford. My great-grandparents drove one, probably yours. And about McDonald's and what all they do for children and the better corporations. So I started studying. What is a good corporation? Coca-Cola. When I was little, I would get a teaspoon when my tummy was sick. But as I grew up, I learned that the corporation was one of the best corporations you could be a part of because the rest are secondhand. And what I learned was for a commercial, they would take, say, Madonna, or they would take Michael Jackson. And when something screwed up in their commercial, they would turn around and say to us, the general public, we didn't know that. Or we didn't know the script. Or do you really think you want the American people to believe that you paid money to these superstars and didn't read the script about your product? That's when I realized we cannot believe others. And I went beneath the hype to stay undercover as a homeless woman carrying a Bible, jotting down in my Bible and tearing the pages out and writing down what I learned was not proper, what was not right. And then finally, I got an invite to Donald Trump's house. And I was sitting there, and in my book, I talk about that. I show myself in almost every chapter with the star or in that location at the federal government, at Walmart with the VIPs, at Best Buy with the VIPs. And the reason I do is because a picture's worth 1,000 words. I really believe that, you know, when I got there and I sat by Sylvester Stallone's brother, Frank, who was in the music business, and he taught me a lot. And then I went to film school to learn, and it was Bravo Entertainment that taught me, you know, what is a good production? And before you know it, I was into so many fields. And in the publishing field is where you're ripped off the most. And I'm thinking 20% and 80% is yours, please. You know, so everybody wants a record deal. And there's artists in every nook and cranny of the world. But is this a record deal? And so I learned to rap. And what everybody said is, you're too smart. We can't screw with you. So we're not going to buy you. So I said, it's okay. And so I learned that in the world of, you know, what you think is real is not real. And when you put products in your body or you work with major corporations or you look at commercials, those commercials are sometimes millions of dollars, but they're not really saying what is reality. Reality is without our middle class, without you, Rick, without me working, we would not have anything. Clothes, you know, other countries. I work with a couple countries on textile, rubber for your shoes. So when you're working with China and you're working with India, we really need everybody. Their technologies. We share technologies. If I go all the way back to Ford, when my grandparents drove Fords and my father drove a Ford and I drive a Ford, my clients drive Benzes and Mercedes, and the insurance on them are more than you could put a homeless man on any block in an apartment for 1 year with washing and hot water and heat on just your insurance, because you want to feel so great driving a car that is better than your great grandparents started with. It's not about the jewelry and the stuff we have. It's about humanity, and coming back to reality is why my book was written.
And such an excellent book. You can tell from the conversation, this is going to be a must-read book. This is not a book you're going to take 3 months to read. You're going to sit down, maybe even finish it in a day or two, because you're not going to want to close the book up and go to bed. You're going to be enchanted with one story after another. The book is All in One Life, Beneath the Hype. Peggy Spoeler, our guest on the program. Book, as I say, available wherever books are sold. Her website is getlegallyloaded.com. We'll talk about that in a second, getlegallyloaded.com. And it's interesting what you're saying is if you are a knowledgeable performer, they really don't want to deal with you, do they? Or if they have a knowledgeable personal manager such as you, a business person taking care of it, they really don't want to deal with you because it's really tilted against the performer, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, like, and it's not just screwing with your mind as being an artist or a actress or any of that. It's even with our products that we put inside our body, and it's the things that we buy and traveling around. And you know, I love it when my clients go to my Father God at the Grammys or when they get a touchdown. And I think, you know what? If you really believe that, you would take that money, those millions and millions of dollars that you make, even though you're being ripped off, and turn around and pick people up off the street in the middle class. Because if we don't have a McDonald's worker, if we don't have a fast burger on the fly, if we don't have good products and good companies teaching these major corporations that pay you for your commercial, that we absolutely want the best. We don't want to be messed with, that we're smarter than that. And I love the middle class. I stay in the middle class. Of course, I drive a Ford and I only drink Coca-Cola. And if I can't find a McDonald's, I may be caught eating at another place. But I believe in good products, good companies. And I've learned that, you know, when I went to the cross, I have a big cross on my estate. And that was the first beans we brought from Philly to go to an estate where my husband thought if I lived there, in 100 acres, I would never remember what happened to me as a child. But one day I saw that baby laying there, someone biting a umbilical cord, and I was freaking out. My parents came and put me on a swing like I was a little girl and I was 45. And I said, Mama, what am I to do? And she said, go down to the cross, lay at the cross. It's over. Start anew. And that's when I realized that hip hop was children. And I love Eminem. He's one of my favorite rappers. He's not my client, but I, you know, deal with some of those. And I learned that M was spitting out his past, his mama, everything. And I learned that rap was about children that were saying, I had a bad life and I can overcome this. So a lot of my rappers, sadly to say, they are absolutely wonderful people. They may have came from no fathers, no mothers, lived on the block. I picked up 56 human beings from the block in my lifetime, and I took them home. And unbeknown to American people, they didn't know their name. They didn't know their social. They didn't know how old they were. So it was very difficult for me to get them on their feet and then get them a job at McDonald's. Because if you have no place but 38th and Broad, where my office was, and you're on the block, you have no residency, you can't even get a job. But the parents couldn't handle it, so they threw them into the streets. The NYPD, the Philadelphia Police, the LA Police, all of them, they knew a child wasn't going to school, but they bypassed it. No, that is wrong. And it's amazing the things I've seen, which were criminal. I mean, yet some of these children were picked up and put into social services and ran away because they said they were worse than my parents. And some of the children just ran away from the parents. So after I got children from 25 to 55 who were left to the block, I learned a different side of criminality, again, of criminal activity, because these parents didn't care. But you have to care. And when it comes to Legally Loaded is about stop looking over your shoulder. If you can't carry a legal gun, then don't. If you don't have a driver's license, then don't drive. If weed or substance is not legal, then don't do it. Fight your federal government, fight your authorities, make sure you get things legal if that's what you desire as an American. And in any country, you must say to yourself, I want to be legal. And to get Legally Loaded, you get coded. You get a code that says, I stand against fraud, corruption, and discrimination, not just in America, but in every country. People are getting Legally Loaded every day. You sign up and we code you in a book that gives you a code, and it says, you know, John Smith, you know, John Joe, he turn around and he is standing against fraud, corruption, and discrimination. But when you talk about my other trademark, Spolarized is energy from the sun. It takes you out of the polarity in which you sit and makes you go into the solar system and shine the star that you are in your backyard. One day I went out and I was so hurt. I said to my grandson, what would I trademark that would be powerful for the world to have energy and be a star? Because we all are. And he pointed to the sun. Baca, trademark the sun. So I went to my lawyer and I said, I'm going to call it Spolarize. Through the polarity in which we sit, to solarize into the solar energy and live and shine in our backyard. That day that I went to the cross, Rick, I had a stone at the bed of the cross. I picked it up over my head and I threw it. It cracked into a million pieces. I took the diaper from my baby that I cried in and I tore it into pieces. And I wrapped each stone with a swaddling cloth. And I thought each person has an identity, all their own. So I created an identity rock. This is an identity rock, if you can see it.
Yes.
All these little rocks are unique, different, and special. They're sold on our website. When you unwrap it, when you're upset with yourself, you will see it's got a different shape than anyone else's. And that means that you positively are different. You, Rick, me, our children, our families, and all of Americans, they're all different. The one and only you, to shine the star that you are, spolarized to the highest degree and keep it legally loaded. And this way, you know, you will know that when you are signed up to be against fraud and corruption and discrimination, your name is written in that book. And it says, I am standing to my feet as a masterpiece, something we all think we are, but we're not. We take a deal here that's not right. We take a deal there and we say, I just want a record deal. Well, I did too. And throughout my life, I had a baby kidnapped, my son's child, for ransom. I had 6 attempts of murder on my other grandchildren. And I have a baby missing where I don't know what it is. But Rick, I have a gold on a wall of an artist that all of you know with a remix 3 times. And that $100 million is on his wall. So I said to my mama, I want to go back to Bandstand. I want to tell Dickie that you're a criminal. And he says, my mama says, no, you know, he tried the first time and he bypassed it. So I kind of said to myself, nah, I'm like, who's going to listen to your mother? I'm 45. I called and I started singing the hook. And he said, who is this? And I said, I'm alive. He said, what? I said, you led me in the front door and out that alley where all these children were led out to the Delaware River and killed for a master? You hold my gold on someone else's wall and my money in your wallet. But guess what? I can do it again. Why? Because I went into hip hop. Have a nice day, Dick. So they think they're not criminals, all the major corporations, when they're doing something that isn't kosher. But they are, because when you say to the general public, we did not know what she was doing in our commercial, then why are you paying money with your product not facing properly the way you want to advertise it? Do you want me to be stupid enough to believe you as a corporation? No. I stand to my feet with pictures in my book. My grandpapa, great story, Rick, my great-grandpapa, we couldn't afford a Coke when it first came in bottles. So my grandfather said, I got a magic pump because our water came from a pump and we carried water. And he went out and he put his glass under the pump and he says, Grandma Mary, pump that pump. And he stirred with a spoon. He said, ah, what a great cup of coffee. And that water became coffee before my eyes.
Yes.
I was about 8 years old. And I said, Grandmama, can Grandpapa pump me a glass of Coca-Cola? My grandfather pumped and my grandmother stirred a spoon. And I honestly tasted the Coke. And I saw it, you know, brown in front of me. I went to school and I said, if you're poor like me, you can get a Coke at my magic pump. I brought those children to the pump And that story is in my book. I mean, we have to believe that we are somebody. And when we believe we are somebody, we are shining spolarized to the highest degree. And we will not let anybody buffalo us in America. We will see through it and we will rise. And when you read my book, you will understand that I gave you most every corporation that I know about. And I've been to the federal government. I sit with the examiners. And you know what? They're just the same as the rest of the world. Yes. I'm like, what? And I go out on the payment with my lawyer and I go, what just happened? And he goes, just like all major corporations, we got screwed. And so I thought, wow, where can we go? So the only way to go is to sign up against fraud, corruption, and discrimination, and we stand together and fight for our rights in America.
And you can do that at Peggy's website. It's getlegallyloaded.com. The book is, as you can tell, just a fascinating read where she exposes and records some sordid activities coast to coast. The book is All in One Life, Beneath the Hype. Book available wherever books are sold. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Peggy Spoller, our guest on the program. That's S-P-O-L-A-R. Peggy, the time went by way, way too quickly. So many interesting stories we can talk about. You'll have to read them now in the book, All in One Life, Beneath the Hype. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Hopefully we can do it again.
Thank you.
Peggy Spoller, our guest, the book All in One Life, Beneath the Hype, the book available wherever books are sold, and you can get more information on Peggy at our website, getlegallyloaded.com, and of course, link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.